This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
And as we always do every single week, crossing over to Rob Hutchinson from Dear South Africa to see what's going on in Parliament. Rob, how are you doing?
Very well, yourself, Benji.
Good, good. Thanks, Rob. Before we start on the big parliamentary stuff, there was, I see, last week a council meeting where supposedly they were going to be talking about the Leila Khaled drive thing, some protests happening around that. There was this a survivor from Leila Khaled of one of her massacres that she helped plan, saying, please don't do this, don't name. And they seem to have pushed it off. It didn't get discussed in the council. Now, in terms of the process, actually, the council is supposed to put together all of the comments and the public participation into a report. And I was just wondering, since you guys were running this campaign, if you've heard anything from council, have they sent us a report? Has that process been completed?
They haven't sent any reports yet. I think they're a bit overwhelmed with the public comments that came through. And as the legislation requires, they have to acknowledge and consider each and every one. So there's a lot of work that they have to do. I'm not sure if they will actually go through everything, but you never know. But it does seem to be have quietened down quite a bit as well. There's actually talk. I've seen a couple of media articles and some inside notes as well about they might possibly withdraw the entire idea. So that is on the table. No confirmation as yet. Don't want to jump the gun and say, yeah, it's over. It's still in process, and they have to go through the entire process, bring it into the sitting in the local government and discuss it, deliberate it further. And then the local council, City of Joburg, will make a decision on that matter.
Okay, but nonetheless shows the power of getting your voice heard for these processes, because I think without having commented, they probably would have gone through with it just sans masseur. So that is very, very interesting, and always good to see some results from our listeners who get involved with these issues and many others. And another one, Rob, which is also causing somewhat of a chaos, is the issue of the Better Bill, which we've spoken about many times in these discussions. But effectively, there's sort of this kind of a compromise sort of thing coming out. Maybe you can tell us what is the latest on the Better Bill. This is really about if schools can have like their own language. It's a big issue in the Afrikaans community, and who do schools have the power to admit or not? So that's really the core of some of these objections around the Bella Bill.
Absolutely spot on, Benji. The Bella Bill pretty much rewrites education as we know it. It covers every single aspect of it. It's now the Bella Act. It has actually been signed in by the president. However, the president has mentioned sections. There are two sections that have been brought forward before the president, and that's clauses 4 and 5, which, as you correctly say, talk about school admissions and language policies. So what has happened is several civil society groups, the main one being Solidarity, have raised objection and come to an agreement with the presidency that discussions will around those two clauses will be open for the next 3 months. And during that period, the Bella Act, specifically clauses 4 and 5, will be reviewed. So it's quite a win for civil society and public participation. There was a huge amount of interest from the public and various stakeholders on this. And it has actually really made a difference on the Bella Bill. Over the next 3 months, the presidency, parliament, and the Minister of Education will invite stakeholders to have their say, provide reasons around why the language policy should be shifted, and of course the school admissions, which affects home schools as well. So the school admissions basically outlawed homeschooling, and that's also under review. And language policy, it was obviously localized with a strong focus on eliminating Afrikaans. However, once again, Solidarity has brought that forward. And Yeah, hopefully they will change. I suspect it will. They will amend it. It's great to see that the president is actually listening to the public and has actually considered this, pretty much overruling the Department of Education's decisions on that. It's good to see proper democracy in action there. No doubt influenced by the GNU as well, because there's a lot of influence from various sectors now. So that actually shows one of the benefits of the government of national unity.
Yes, I think that that's correct. I'm interested actually though in the president here. Like, my understanding was when he signed into a bill, you sort of sign it in or he didn't. But this sort of half-baked thing where he like signs in the bill but still keeps, I mean, it's good, I think, from a perspective, as you say, of public participation, but is it strictly constitutional that he can actually mess around with the bill like this?
Yes, it is. Though the president can, he doesn't have to sign it in, or he can partially sign in some of it and then send it back to National Assembly for further deliberations. That's part of the public participation process. So it's, when it lands on the president's desk, it's not just a stamp. He actually is supposed to review it and then consider further input or complaints or objections from other groups. And then he's supposed to consider it and then say, okay, maybe you've missed something here, send it back. So in this case, he has done that, signed it in as an act, from a bill to an act, but with the provisions that clause 4 and 5 are rediscussed and renegotiated.
All right, so that's very, very interesting. And I think it'll be interesting to see where it's going, because he's definitely taking pressure from his own side as well to keep those clauses in. So it is going to be a bit of a bun fight, but another good example of how the public participation is working. We're talking to Rob Hutchinson today, as we always do, from Dear South Africa, about what is going on in Parliament. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review, chatting, as we always do, to Rob Hutchinson about what is going on in Parliament. Now, Rob, we just came off this big conference of the parties where South Africa was quite involved in some of this climate change discussions that we have every single year. And there was some disappointment by certain parties about the outcomes. Our Minister of Forestry, Fishery and Environment saying they didn't think it was such a bad thing, mostly because he was involved in part of it. And so there we are. But there is, when it comes to this sort of stuff, a lot of money which is on the table, which drives a lot of this of these discussions. And so now the UN is talking about distributing it. So help us understand where public participation comes in that regard.
Yeah, it was I think quite an interesting time reviewing the climate change agenda, as it always is. A lot of controversy around it as well, but this is more about the adoption of Article 6 of the Paris Agreement, which states that, well, basically in a nutshell, that first world countries should contribute towards a central fund managed by the UN, and that fund is available to developing countries to implement their local climate change mitigation strategies. So what South Africa now has to do is draft an agreement or a framework around Article 6, specifically Article 6.2, which talks about the finance, how it's managed, what it's used for, and all the international cooperation that goes along with it. Obviously, there are targets that are set. I think the agreement is to reach net zero by 2025 or reduce the temperature back to pre-industrial stages through a drop by about at least 1.5 degrees. And basically how South Africa is going to use the money to do that through development of renewable projects and other associated initiatives that will promote the reduction of greenhouse gases. So basically, it's all about money, and it's a huge amount. It's about $300 billion this fund will provide to third world countries, and that's per year. Hopefully, and this will be by 2035, and hopefully they're actually talking about an even larger amount of about $1.2 trillion available annually to developing countries. It's a lot of money. I personally have a few reservations about it. We know what happens to funds that enter into South Africa. So the framework will also have to incorporate oversight functions and a watchdog and penalties and so on. But it's all up in the air right now. Yeah, they had quite a bit of public participation around it, which is people have raised major objections to it from both sides. Most people saying, you know, climate change, man-made climate change is a hoax. Why are we getting money for it? And it includes carbon credits and carbon limits and so on placed on the public. And carbon tax as well, also placed on the public. And there's a large objection around why the public should pay for that when we're also getting money from the UN to do it. Is it a money-making thing? Is there corruption in it? Is it another COVID? And also from the other side saying, yes, climate change is a real thing, but concerns around how the money is going to be managed and policed, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you never mind all the politics around climate change and what people think about it and all of that, it's like, you know, as you say, you put large chunks of gobs of cash into South Africa and everyone is like saying, well, where in the world is that going to, why, and who's going to steal it? So that definitely would have to be in the framework. Rob, so if people want to comment, they can go to Dear South Africa on the Bellabill, on this, on a variety of other issues, and have a look at it.
Absolutely, Benji. It's really easy. Go to dearsouthafrica.co.za, search for whatever you want to comment on the landing page, click on it and have your say. Simple as that.
There we go. A comment a day with your breakfast. That's a good idea, in my view. Rob Hutchinson bringing us to the end of the show for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Vusi, who's been pushing all the big red buttons today and doing the sound and sometimes even the production. And to you, dear listener, who joins us every single week, do join us again next week on the New Blue Review.